All right, you know what's going to give the Nuggets peace of mind and Nuggets fans peace of mind when this trade finally happens? Andrew Feinstein from DenverStiffs.com. Is Melo still a Nugget, Andrew?
I think he is as of right now. I'm wrapping up a lunch meeting. Did he get traded in the last 45 minutes?
Not that I know
of. Not that we've seen. Not that we've seen. It's what a horrible game last night, Andrew. I have no other way to describe it, but just this apathetic, just no emotion. And frankly, I'll say it was the crowd. I turned to the gentleman I was sitting next to last night and I said, God, this crowd doesn't want to be here any more than the players want to be here. They just weren't into it from the beginning. Did you get that?
Well, I don't know if I agree with that. You know, I was actually stunned at how many people were there. Those roads were really dicey last night. And I was proud of a lot of Nuggets fans for making it there to begin with. And the Nuggets did not reward them with an effort worthy of a crowd getting excited. You know, I've never been I've always thought that Denver, you know, the crowd is, you know, we don't always have the best basketball crowd here. But the team has to do something to earn a good crowd. And they didn't do that last night. It was a very, I wrote that it was a very dispirited and dispassionate performance. And very frustrating, certainly.
Is this then finally the end of the Melo era? We keep saying it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's kind of carried on a lot longer than any of us had expected. What makes this current New Jersey trade talk legitimate? And it certainly affected the crowd where there were the boo birds out for Melo for really the first time, you said in your article today.
Oh, yeah, he was finally getting booed. He played horrible last night. And, you know, I think that everyone's getting desperate on this trade. I think New Jersey's season has gone way off the rails. They thought they'd be a little bit better, and they're almost as bad as they were last year. I think the Melo thing is certainly causing, you know, huge problems with the Nuggets in terms of camaraderie on the floor, camaraderie in that locker room. They're not listening to George Karl right now. So, you know, the Nuggets are desperate to have a breath of fresh air here. And the Pistons are desperate to get rid of Rip Hamilton's onerous contract. So you got three parties that are ready to make a deal. I think the Nuggets, if they make this deal, were smart to wait a while and kind of bleed New Jersey dry, so to speak. But it's unfortunate that Chauncey has to be included.
Andrew Feinstein with DenverStiffs.com joining Elephants in the Room. So, Andrew, what do you as a fan take from this? I mean, that's your perspective. You are the voice of the fans. I mean, are you disappointed the way this is all coming to an end?
Well, can I say yes or no? How's that for a political answer?
Yeah.
But I'll give you a few thoughts on that. You know, first of all, as fans, and I've talked to a lot of season ticket holders. I've kind of done a lot of informal polling of numbers of season ticket holders. By and large, I hear the same two things. The Nuggets are bigger than Carmelo Anthony, number one, and number two, let's trade him already. And I think that what's really unfortunate, where Melo's going to make a lot of enemies in this market on his way out the door. You know, Denver fans were pretty classy about this, but now that we have to include Chauncey Billups to appease this guy, to get him to sign $65 million, we have to send away one of the great leaders, the greatest leader this team has had since Fat Lever played here. That's not going to sit well with the fans, and the Nuggets are going to have some answering to do.
Well,
you know,
go
ahead.
No, I don't think it's sitting well with the fans. I really don't think it's sitting well with Chauncey either.
Oh, Chauncey doesn't want to leave, and we don't want him to leave. And what's I just can't imagine that it's almost like Carmelo Anthony. And not only is he, you know, saying Denver, you know, screw you, I'm on my way out the door. And not only is he saying that, but he's basically forcing Chauncey Billups to finish his career in New Jersey.
Well, in looking at this, is the rental scenario that you had talked about completely off the table? I mean, that quite honestly seems like the most scenario that would lead Carmelo to the Knicks, which is ultimately what he wants more than anything else, though.
Yeah, I think he wants his money. And I think what we all know is coming is there's a 33 to 40% haircut coming with this new collective bargaining agreement. There's a reason why the Richard Jeffersons and a lot of other these players restructured their contracts last summer to get in while the getting's good. And these salaries are going to be slashed, and Melo wants his money. And I think that they can make a very persuasive argument that if you're in New Jersey, You get a lockout that takes away half a season. So you're basically a year and a half removed from being in Brooklyn. You're going to be the king of Brooklyn. You're going to have Prokhorov behind you. As my Uncle Marty, the Nuggets curmudgeon, likes to say, Mello could be the king of Russia, too. So that's going to be very appetizing.
Does he like vodka?
I guess we'll find out.
Mello's a big fan of borscht soup.
He definitely likes to drink. We all know that around here, right? I mean, Nuggets fans stood by him through the DUI. We stood by him through the marijuana in the backpack. We stood by him when he cold-cocked the Knicks player. We stood by him, you know, when he refused to come out of the game in Indiana a couple seasons ago. We have stood by him through thick and thin. And if he doesn't want to be here, that's fine. We're all adults here. It's a free country. But to basically force us to get rid of Chauncey, too, that will never, ever be forgiven here.
Are there any parallels to the situation with, you know, the Cavaliers losing their superstar in LeBron James, where the fan base will just completely, I mean, he'll be public enemy number one for life, and look at the Cavaliers now. They're a team that doesn't even have 10 wins.
Well, it's not as severe as Cleveland's situation. LeBron really stabbed him in the back, and I will give Carmelo this. At least he's being proactive about it. You know, LeBron all but duped the Cavs fans and their owner. At least Carmelo very quietly through back channels is saying, guys, I don't want to be here anymore. You're on 6 months' notice to make a move. So we're going to get 60 cents on the dollar, and make no mistake about it, this trade is 60 cents on the dollar. The Cavs ended up with about a nickel on the dollar with some meaningless first-round picks from the Heat. So, you know, we're going to do better than Cleveland did. We have a better team here than Cleveland has. I just think that what's not sitting well with me is the fact that Chauncey has to be included, regardless of the fact that he's not having a great season. It's just not the right – this is just not the right thing to do.
Andrew Feinstein with DenverStiffs.com joining Elephants in the Room on Mile High Sports AM 1510. FM dial is 93.7. So, Andrew, have you completely eliminated the possibility of the Mavs or some other team just renting Mello?
Well, the Mavs no longer became a rental candidate as soon as Caron Butler got hurt. The Magic no longer became a rental candidate when they swung that deal for Gilbert Arenas. So the only rental candidate is the Hawks. But I don't blame the Hawks. What are they supposed to do? Hand us Josh Smith so that they can take a flyer on Carmelo? You know, that was the only other plausible rental scenario. But you guys, here's the thing. The Nets trade, it makes sense. You know, is it the best trade in the world? No, you're not going to get the best trade in the world. But it does make sense on a lot of levels. It gets this whole fiasco over with. It gets some young kids in here that are going to want to be here and are going to want to play for Coach Carl. And I do think the Nuggets have enough talent, you know, in a post-Mello world to still have a salvageable season.
If losing Chauncey Billups comes along with Carmelo Anthony, are we immediately, as a fan base, just reverted back to those years, which I'm sure you don't look too fondly upon, the 2001 Nuggets season, do you? Is it right back to that immediately?
Those are the good old days. That's when we used to take bets among my friends. Who's going to win more games, the Broncos or the Nuggets? Look, none of us look fondly on those days, but don't forget, we do have Aaron Aflalo. We do have Nene. We're probably getting Derek Favors. We're probably getting a couple number ones. Devin Harris is a very tradable piece. You know, I think Gary Forbes is a pleasant surprise. So are we a playoff team? No, but we're not starting from zero. And you're talking about 0001, we were at zero back then.
Well, on the same note, if you lose Chauncey Billups, who's shown that, look, if needed, I can go out there from time to time and put up 25 points and be the leading scorer, is that going to immediately spur some of these younger guys who may not be ready to try to have to step up and be the guy who's going to be counted on to lead the team in scoring?
Well, that's what's really scary. I mean, I was thinking about that last night. We were talking about this after the game. Like, great, we get Devin Harris and we get Derek Favors, and they both have their more pluses than minuses. But to your point, they can't win a game by themselves. And then the only guy you have left is J.R. Smith. He's the only guy that can win a game by himself, and that's a frightening scenario when J.R. Smith is the only player on your team that can win a game.
He's your counted on to be leading. Wow.
We'll start drinking heavily if that's the case.
Send some of that vodka over, Prokhorov. We're going to need it.
Exactly.
But like I said, guys, this is what happens. This is what happens when a superstar player hamstrings you, when he handpicks his destination. And the only silver lining in this whole thing is that it's happening now and not at the end of the season when they would have absolutely zero options.
Andrew, What are the chances of Melo becoming this global money-making machine? I mean, he's not
the best LeBron James. In he's the not league. Even he's, Dwayne Wade.
So what is his thinking? I mean, okay, he's going to make more money technically, but what?
He just wants to be the king of the tri-state area, right? Isn't that it?
Please.
I think Doc he wants Jared to be a Jeter. Nick. He wants to be back east. I think his handlers are pretending like this is the 1980s and you had to live in New York to raise your image. But like I mentioned on your show, I think we talked about this guy a couple of weeks ago, Al Harrington, when he was a Nick. Al Harrington had a shoot contract.
Yeah.
So there's still something to be said for playing in a market with a gross metropolitan area north of 18 million people.
I mean, they were kangaroos, but it was still a shoe contract.
Yeah, and look, Stephon Marbury had his own shoe. Yeah. He literally had his own shoe, not representing Nike, his own shoe.
Yeah.
And so did Al Harrington. So, you know, again, look, we're all adults here. It's a free country. Mel, you want to go, but yeah. You really have to take our best leader with you.
Enjoy your CAPA shoe contract.
Right.
Hey, Andrew, I want wings. I want great wings, and I want to watch the BCS championship game.
Perhaps you have a suggestion?
A suggestion?
Well, you got to come down to Jake's. We're going to have 50-cent wings, and we're going to have $8 pitchers here at Jake's tonight. We're at 38th and Walnut, right in the heart of the Rhino District of Denver, and we got 9 big flat-screen TVs. So I hope both of you guys are here. I always like hosting the elephants when we have 50-cent wings. You might put us out of business, but bring some of your friends with you, and no one will go home unhappy. I can assure you that.
Yeah, the elephants enjoy the Rhino District. That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Andrew, we appreciate your info as always, and hopefully Melo gets traded soon, and you fans and the fans of the Nuggets can settle in and get this ship righted.
Well, we want to get the ship righted. We want him out of here, but again, losing Chauncey, that one stings.
No question. Andrew Feinstein with DenverStiffs.com.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, guys.